Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James, Breezy, and Brennan Summers, who news at NBC, is back with us. Brennan, how was your day off yesterday?
Wonderful.
Yes.
Spin it down in your part of town.
Just cruising around Canandaigua Lake.
Look at that.
Yeah. It was awesome. And also made a swing by other half brewing.
Oh, yes. Power move, Brennan.
One of my favorite breweries in the entire area. What did you think? Was that your first time having that beer?
That was my first time being there. And like I put it in order because we were going to be coming back with the little kiddo. And so I picked like one of everything. So now I'm scared to look at my bank account. But yes, very good, though. Very good.
That's absolutely phenomenal.
That's awesome.
Yeah, if you haven't gotten to try other half yet, it's next level.
What else did you do down there, Brennan?
We hung out, had a little picnic by the water. Mm-hmm. My mom's down visiting from Mississippi for a couple weeks. Then we went for a walk and then did a little fishing during one of the brooks down there. And then everybody was out there. People had their boats out. They were out at the beach.
Oh,
and I kept looking around thinking, what do you people do?
I've asked the same question.
Yeah, and I realized that, you know, everyone's still at home. People, you know, it's also a holiday week, and it was just perfect weather out. Beautiful.
Absolutely. I was out on the boat on Friday afternoon, and I was with someone who literally had their laptop out there, like, working from the boat. I was like, well, that's one way to do it, I guess.
That's dedication.
Look at you. You're big timing, saying that you got out here on this boat, everything, and I was just out there for a little walk in my little Subaru with my little baby.
Can you swing by and pick up Brennan next time? Jeez, Breeze.
Yeah.
Yeah, next time you're in the area, hop by the pier. We'll get you right on.
That's good.
I do have a question, though. Why do you take, like, random, like, Mondays and Tuesdays and, like, Fridays off? Like, you just – sometimes you're just gone, and I'm like, what?
Well, part of it is having some vacation scheduled. Like, we had planned, like, this weekend to be in, like – the Poconos and hanging out there. And then I realized that I'm working this Saturday morning, going to be anchoring on the holidays. So I was like, you know what? I'll bank the vacation day and split my weekend. And sometimes it's nice just to have like a short week and dealing with everything.
Yeah.
It's been a lot. We've all needed breaks. And I mean, I know a lot of companies are letting people carry over their vacation and stuff, but it's just here and there and trying to make it work.
Oh, very good. All right, Brennan, let's get to what's been going on today. The mental health crisis, the standoff in Penfield, certainly the big headline this morning.
Yeah, this is going on about 15 hours now. And to give you a sense of where this is, so this is out on 250, which, of course, is the main road stretching from the lake all the way down to the Fairport area. So about 15 hours now since deputies responded to a home there where a man has been refusing to come out and come off of his property in the Penfield area. And they are calling it a mental health case. They're trying to speak with him to get him into custody and resolve the situation. And it's, you know, it's nothing from what we've seen. They are keeping everybody about a mile away. Too dangerous for what has happened, but they are worried about him. They don't think he has any guns, but they're worried the way he's been speaking and some of the language and some of what they do know that he has, that they're worried about him starting a fire on the property or something like that. And deputies are, you know, this is one of those cases where they feel like they have all day. We see this with standoff after standoff, and you just worry about the day that one might not end that well.
Right.
And that's what the real concern is for neighbors. They're told to stay inside. So that's around 250, kind of over near the YMCA area, that part of town.
Okay.
All right. Well,
certainly scary stuff over there for sure. Let's move on to something that's scary, not life-threatening, but scary for parents. Governor Andrew Cuomo said that it's really too early to tell if kids will be going back to school in the fall. And that's something that's very alarming to parents, because it's like, what do you do with your children at that point?
Yeah, and we've heard from some school leaders that they're hoping for a mid-July kind of end date of when you need to have that decision. And the state is just looking at everything else that's going on. And mind you, at the same time, we've already gotten some guidelines for schools and colleges, which will be like the freshman classes or any classes of like more than 100 people. Those would all be online, and then you would rotate others. And we're also hearing from some families in Western New York about how they feel. And there are a majority, 68% of parents and teachers agree that as long as you have the safety rules in place, just like with everything else, the bars, the restaurants, the retail shops, kids should be allowed back into the classroom. And only, this was what's kind of surprising, so less than a fifth say that they're okay with the hybrid approach, which is students in school one day, maybe 2 days a week, and then the other 3 days they rotate out and they learn from home. And I think that that's just the uncertainty with parents not knowing what to do with daycare, not knowing
what to do with
their own job.
That sounds like a scheduling nightmare, right? Like, we have a hard enough time remembering what day it is. All right, so little Susie goes to, daycare on Tuesdays? Or she going to school? I guess it could be confusing.
Yeah, and we've heard from local teachers throughout all of this that, okay, learning from home, doing everything online is great if it works. If the message is getting across from students, and every student is doing it 110%. You know what I mean? And it's a different environment when you're dealing with little kids. Think of like third and fourth graders of trying to do everything from home when they're juggling everything else that's going on. And it's just a lot to factor in here. And we know that much like with reopening and you get down to a smaller level, like district by district, we're going to have different ways of operating just because of staff, bus driver shortages, working with teachers. And we're getting down to the final couple of weeks. I mean, today's the last day of June.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brennan, we've been waiting, trying to figure out when will malls reopen? What part of phase four will they be? Phase 4.2, 4.3? And it looks like we got a little more insight into why they have yet to open from Governor Cuomo yesterday.
Yeah, this is unique. And it's kind of raising questions about what we're doing with other places that are already open. And it's the governor and his team want to work out this whole filtering out COVID using special AC systems. And they want malls to have those in place. And he refers to like a HEPA filter, which is a fancy word for filters that have standards. Kind of like you hear, we're all wearing masks, but some of them are N95. Like they've got certain standards that they meet.
Right.
And he wants them to put them in malls to keep COVID out, to filter it out. Wilmerite, that's the group that owns all of our local malls, they want some more clarification from the governor's team on the specs of what it would work. But then, you know, as soon as we heard about that, we're getting questions from people saying, well, why doesn't Walmart have to put those in,
or
Wegmans or something like that? And I think there's a point there, and I think that the state would argue versus like the essential and non-essential aspect of that. But it's something that they're all going to have to look at, and it sounds like that's what malls are going to have to add.
Well, the verbiage, I believe, of what he said was something along the lines of all businesses should look into doing this, but that it would only be required for malls.
Yes. Yes, that is. So malls is like the one outlier next to gyms in schools that haven't gotten the clearance. And, I mean, think about schools. Would they need to add something like this? They're set up just like a mall for the most part.
Right.
And I think that that's what people all along, and people who work in the malls and run the malls, I mean, they've been teed off for several days and weeks now of being left out and no guidelines. And there's also, speaking of that same group, gyms all over New York are now filing a class action lawsuit later this week against the state and the team. So that is something new that came out overnight as well. And that is just speaks to the frustration that these people have.
Without a doubt.
Wow.
Brennan Summers from News 10 NBC on this right now.
Brennan, what's the status with extending the $600 a week unemployment payments? Is that going to be something that we see go past July? Because I know it's ending at the end of this month, technically tomorrow, July. What's going on with that?
Yeah, that answer is no as of today. That is,
okay.
they've looked at it, and this is a big thing. So, like, people, like, you get your regular unemployment, and then under the CARES Act, that big federal spending package, everyone else on unemployment got an extra $600. And think about that was, like, per week,
yeah.
Coming in and helping people. And that's, there was a balance here about how much longer do you keep paying people that, and then some places were like, I can't get my workers to come back and because they were making more. And then the other part from Washington is how much more money do you want to pump out? It was already extended once, which got us to the end of this, July 31st. But for now, no. There's been some debate on it and putting it into the next bill that could pass through, but that debate continues on Capitol Hill.
So, Brennan, I was reading up on, again, as there's discussions of a second stimulus, maybe it's another payment. One of the things that I read, one proposal would actually be essentially cutting back on taxes out of your paycheck. That way it would encourage people to be getting back to work. Have you seen anything about that?
Yeah, and that's what we have to keep in mind. Like, when we got the first round of stimulus payments, the $1,200, $2,400 if you're married and you met the certain guidelines. Like, it's the future tax credit. So think of it that way. And that's what they're balancing now. And there are ways that if people can get their job and go back to work, like, you can report them, et cetera. But some people are in these unique situations of trying to find the money. And lawmakers are trying to find out the best and also the most effective way, which would be not necessarily cheaper, is probably not the right word to use, but the most cost-effective way
sure.
of getting this out and trying to get people back into the economy.
Well, the government's always great at being cost-effective. We know that.
Yeah, and then we've pumped out this, you know, more than $2 trillion bill, and now looking at even more money. But that's just the situation that we're in, and now we're 6 months into this year. We're hearing that we're still nowhere near the end of this pandemic, and then we're all got to get ready for what's happening in other states, as we were already bracing for what could be a rough flu and sure. virus season this fall.
Sure.
Yeah, and it's been confusing because, at least if you listen to the president, seemed like it was a definitely going to happen thing, and seems like some backtracking happening from the White House and government.
Yeah, we had reported on this a little last week, and it was like the idea of putting out this new stimulus payment, this next round, but it was not getting any, okay, well, what's the legislation for it? And what's that team going to look like? And the economic advisors in the Trump administration, they've been working on it and trying to see what's going to happen. There was a statement from Goldman Sachs, of course, the big firm, that they've looked at if you can do a lot to save the economy if you get more and more people to wear masks and you get it down to a certain level. And I will give you guys a shout-out. I saw you tweeted out the picture of Breezy wearing yeah. the correct way to wear a mask.
Yeah.
There is. So I think Twitter only allows you to do four photos. You had four examples, and one of them was the correct way.
Uh-huh.
There is another version that, can we just, people, like, pull it up over your nose?
Yeah.
Like, just
yeah,
mouth,
I did get, some people were calling me out on Facebook for not including that one. So I did include that on my Facebook. But, yeah, the nose peeking out is not really going to work either.
Yeah, we talked about this earlier. We did a Savage or Sensible about calling someone out for not wearing a mask, and someone texted in this nice slogan: "Over the nose is how it goes."
I like that.
Yeah,
so you
bad.
Put that on the DOT billboard.
Yeah,
that say
right?
"We are New York tough" and wash your hands and everything.
Yeah, over the nose,
it's so
how
true.
It goes.
It's what
mask
it
or casket we've seen, Brennan.
Yeah, that's the other one.
That's a little serious.
Yeah. I like over the nose is how it goes.
Yeah, I don't think you can put that on a taxpayer-funded billboard to
right.
spread that out.
Yeah.
But no, it's true. It's just what we've seen with the mask. And it's having, I think it's reached kind of, I mean, I've been out a lot at parks and stuff, like with family in town doing walks. Like, it's just almost the same thing as putting a dog on a leash. Like,
mm-hmm.
you want to yell at somebody when they walk by
right?
and like, their dog is out. And
so,
you kind of look at them.
So
yeah.
There's been two analogies that I've been playing around with this or using to illustrate what this is because there are people who say, mind your own business. So those people are thinking of this as like if you see someone smoking on the corner, right? And you yell at them, like, you shouldn't smoke. It's probably going to kill you. Like, okay, like that's their decision. You can disagree with it, but it's affecting them, right?
Yeah.
What this is, that's not that. This is more like you see someone stumble out of the bar, clearly intoxicated, getting into a car. you should be able to be like, hey, no, you probably shouldn't drive right now, because it goes from just affecting that person to endangering others.
Yes. And this, here's the point. Like, if we're all out wearing masks, we're all good. If I'm out wearing a mask and you don't have one, the risk isn't for you. It's for me.
Yes.
It's the opposite. Like, somebody standing on the corner, like, smoking a cigarette, they're damaging their own health.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The mask thing works the opposite way. It's to keep stuff from, keep other people from blowing out COVID
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
getting on you. And it only works, like, if I wear a mask and I go sit outside at a restaurant, or if I'm out in a retail store walking around and 99 of the other 100 people inside don't have one on, you know, I might as well just pop it off, and then I'm asymptomatic. You know what I mean? Like, that's the reasoning for it. And it's just wear it. I get it that we've heard from doctors at the beginning that the mask wouldn't be helpful. Then we saw the research and learning more about this virus that we still don't know a lot on. And now it's like, there's proof. The states that have the mask orders and the different rules are doing better than the ones that were lax on it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dr. Michael Mendoza tweeted that out, I believe, this morning, saying that he admitted he and public officials, health officials, were wrong in the beginning, and now they're learning more and realizing, no, it does make a difference.
Yeah, and this is, it's just, it's, I get it, and it's, you know, we even heard in New York when the order first originally came out of putting on masks, like, that was the tipping point for everyone, and after everything was already shut down, but it's, just put on the mask. We'll have a year full of pictures and memories of this.
Yeah.
And then next year, we'll all go back to having a regular year. You
That's
know,
the dream,
God
right?
willing, and hopefully that happens, that it looks okay. And it's, find a, it, don't be selfish. And I feel that sometimes when I go someplace and I'm wearing a mask and there are other people in there, and I think that at least you have to feel uncomfortable yourself if you see someone wearing a mask trying to do the right thing. And then you're out there putting people literally at risk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
All
it's
right.
It's tough.
Brennan
it's
Summers
really tough.
From News at NBC. Always a pleasure, sir. We'll check back with you tomorrow.
You got it. Okay. I'm off my mask soapbox now. I've got to go.
No, we're
got to go take a couple meditation to calm down a little bit.
Right.
We'll get
go
through this.
Go bathe in some essential oils, Brennan.
Just right.
Hey, this is why I stopped at Other Half yesterday. That's what I did.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Brennan. Have a great. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.